Ladies and gentlemen, your Fighting Knights are polishing up for the second half, and we're detailing exactly what just went down in the first. It's time for the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to KNTR Sports. I'm Jim Chaney, along with Paul the Door Knocker LaVoy. You know, I've never seen anything like that.
Come on, man.
We're heading out to, we're traveling here for the game.
Yeah, we went through Gila Ridge. Gila Bend.
And I said, you know what? I got to stop into the restroom. And you said, I'm going to go to the car.
Yep.
I come out, there's a fighter jet doing a flyby. And apparently that fighter jet was doing backup for the guy that you were parked next to, because I see you taking your door and slamming it into his car.
Oh, stop.
But I've never seen you have a psychological break like that.
I was sitting there, and the door kind of swung. It hit the plastic part of the fender, the flare. You couldn't even see a mark on it. It was no dent, obviously, because it was plastic. And the gentleman, the driver, gets out, and I can't understand him because he hasn't assimilated as an American yet. I don't know if he's American or if he's here illegally, but I just kind of looked at him like, no habla de blah blah. I didn't know what he was talking about. And then I looked, he pointed to the, I'm like, dude, there's no mark there. Jim goes, you got a picture, right? You got a picture. He might be taking it to the cleaners later, you know?
Yeah.
Well, they did. And I go behind the car, and they saw my license plate, blah, blah, blah.
I came out, I saw the fighter jet overhead, which was really cool, and I didn't see a thing.
Well, apparently you saw me slamming my door into the tent.
I thought the guy was wearing a shirt just like ours. I thought you had bumped into a Havasu van on the way here.
No, it was somebody from Gila Bend. I don't know. I'm guessing because they had Arizona plates.
But yeah, seriously, folks, let's back to what we saw here.
But if you're going to tell me something that I did to your car, please speak English.
Well,
okay, let's go. I'm over it.
Okay,
all right.
I'm not the one who had a psychological break was when they didn't was me when they
so,
didn't that's, stop the ball on the punt bouncing the wrong way.
I'm just glad. I'm just happy I'm no longer a tailgater.
Literally.
I'm no longer the tailgater.
You're always going to be a tailgater. Because you...
The 10-foot rule,
you
I know.
You don't want to believe.
I believe it.
If you mention that, and people will jump on you when they see you.
Yeah, whatever.
Because you're saying this rule doesn't exist.
I have the two-second rule exists.
No.
No matter what speed you're going, the two-second rule works.
No.
Yes.
You can't.
All right. So back to the watching the game part. Do you think that's because they were tired at that point? It was 14-0 with two touchdowns scored within eight. You know, that was the last 8 minutes of the first half.
I don't even want to say what I'm actually seeing there, which could be misinterpreted. So,
oh, my.
But,
they are. Yeah. Yes. I don't want to even say what kind of flag.
Yeah.
I got you. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Aye.
Jim's triggers.
20-25. We got 9:21 until the second half starts. Now, let's talk about what happened here. We had a zero score in the first quarter.
It was a great quarter. It was, it was back and forth and pinned in their own territory, each team, and long plays and short plays and fourth and short conversions.
Passing, running.
It was all there.
All working to a point and then getting stopped, and that's on both
and
sides
one
of the
play,
ball for both teams.
One play, a 63-yard bomb. 63-yard. I wouldn't call it a bomb, but it was definitely a post pattern, and the receiver was 3 yards behind the Havasu defender and took it to the house, and that broke the game open. It was like somebody stuck a thorn in the foot of each player for Havasu. I was like, oh man, they really burned us that time.
Then we had the quarterback keeper, play action pass down deep in our own territory, and a fumble on fourth down and long gave them the ball and an immediate touchdown, 14-0.
Right.
Now it's 21-0, and while we're in commercial break, the Thunderbolts, they ran off the field. The band is on the field now in some pretty sharp uniforms, I might add.
You made an observation on the Havasu side, though.
Yeah, couldn't help but notice. And I am a big believer in you know, how you hold yourself, your
composure,
your body language, your how you hold your head,
yep,
how you hold your body. Don't do things that indicate to the other team you're tired
or beaten.
And the way Havasu walked off the field, they looked beaten.
They looked like
heads down,
a retreating Confederate army at I don't know which battle, maybe Gettysburg. But it was, it was not pretty.
It was not good. Now, even though, and our initial call when we came in here, you look at the teams, they look bigger. They've got some big guys. And when you were asking me about, well, what changed my mind,
uh-huh,
that I thought it was going to be a close game as opposed to us winning, was I looked at the yards that their running backs get, and I thought, well, they don't get that many yards on the ground. But now we get here, and they've got a couple of big running backs who are bigger than a lot of major college running backs. And I don't know why they're not getting more than 58 yards a game with their leading rusher, frankly.
Can you imagine how strong this team was last year? They had 33 seniors that left the program last year.
And they won the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
So we are. And that's another thing. You have the psychology of being a winner. And that's something.
You got to go through us.
They have.
I had that advantage in high school. My soccer team won 4 straight state titles. And you have that swagger.
That swagger. Now, I think Havasu this season, as I've done more games with you here, I think Havasu was getting that swagger.
They were.
And right about this moment, they don't have it, and they need to get it back in a hurry. Because this game, it's not, while it's 21 to nothing, there's been a play here and a play there. There have been where, you know, they broke loose. But we have had plays where we've broken and gotten some nice yards. This game is not over.
That fourth down conversion we had down around the 30, it was the Micah Mountain 30, that was a great moment for Havasu. They need more moments
like that.
Yes, they need definitely more moments.
And they just had a moment with the band here for Micah Mountain, and they're in these sharp uniforms, and suddenly they all collapsed and went down on the ground with their instruments. And, you know, it looks, while it's AstroTurf, it looks kind of like real grass. And I'm thinking, man, they're going to get stains on their uniform. Oh, no. It's, sounded like a little old lady, didn't it?
Yeah, you did. Are you doing a laundry commercial?
You know what? They only have one tuba, and
oh, the xylophones count.
They have
three.
Looks to me that that's definitely a Glockenspiel.
Because?
It's wood.
Perfect.
Is that one wood? They may have two Glockenspiels and one xylophone.
Folks, he retains knowledge. You know why he didn't go to Nebraska? You know, in Nebraska, the N is for knowledge. You did not go to Nebraska. You went to Iowa. That means you have knowledge, right? You can't. You get where I'm going with this?
You know what Iowa stands for?
I do not.
What? Idiots out wandering around.
So
that's what they say.
So when they play, Nebraska, that makes for some pretty fine idiocy or idiocracy, right?
You know what you know what an Iowan is?
No.
That's an idiot out wandering around Nevada. So
I like it. Let's take a break.
You're listening to KNTR Sports.
And don't forget about the Perfection to Detail halftime report. Big thanks to Patty Mack at Perfection to Detail. Now over on Industrial, next to Campbell Cove, One Stop. Sergeant.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Sparky, I'm home.
The smell of canine halitosis permeates the air.
Sparky, what did you get into?
Sparky barks.
Your breath is incredulously grievous. It's in a cut above grooming day today.
If you have a Sparky or other related type of animal suffering from bad breath, matted fur, tick infestation, wood floor destroying flaws, or any other less than desirable condition, seek the cut above grooming. Dirt cheap approach. A cut above grooming is your number one affordable resource to a clean and happy Sparky. A cut above grooming. Main Street, Havasu.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Work, can you just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tireman of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TiremanofLakeHavasu.com.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Come grab something sweet, savory, or perfectly in between, whether it's quiche for breakfast, pie for lunch, or cheesecake, just because there's always room for Amore. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Welcome back to the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
All right, welcome back to Mica Mountain High School. The score, 21-0 in favor of the Thunderbolts. And we have some tournament scores for you. The 4A Arizona Prep Tournament that's going on right now. That's what we're part of anyway. We mentioned the score from the Havasu game, 21-0 in favor of Mica Mountain. Over at Marcos Deniza, 14-0 going into the third quarter against Paradise Honors. And we had the cameraman over here. He mentioned that Snowflake up 28-0, and they are playing Eastmark. Snowflake hosting Eastmark, of course, the number two ranked Snowflake team, and that's who the winner of this game goes on to play as well. Mojave up 28-21 over, I think it's North Christian is the name of the school. And they're in the second quarter, looks like possibly at halftime. And then you have a couple other scores here would be, I don't have from our tournament. They're not all together. Coconino up on Bradshaw Mountain 10-7. That is a key matchup right there. Tight game, as everybody expected. Coconino with a slight lead, 10-7 over Bradshaw Mountain. And let's see, over in 5A, wow, Cactus Shadows, 14-13 right now. And it looks like we got one more score. Yeah, Snowflake now 26-0 over Eastmark. And the Combs game tied at 14-14. Gila Ridge up 21-14 also. Gila Ridge, of course, a team that Havasu beat in the first week of the season. Let's go ahead and take a look at the lineup this week on KNTR Sports. You've got ASU hosting West Virginia. That's Roger Galloway's West Virginia Mountaineers. ASU hosting West Virginia, the kickoff at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And again, that is from Sun Devil Stadium or Mountain America Stadium. That's where the 4A state playoffs, the finals, will be held as well. And then at 5:30 with the pregame, looks like a 6 o'clock kickoff, the Texas Longhorns. That's right. You've got one of the Manning boys. It's Arch Manning at quarterback for Texas. And they go to Georgia. Boy, that's a tough haul right there. Texas at Georgia to face the Bulldogs. And Sunday morning, you've got an early one from, I believe it's not Barcelona, but it is from Spain. The Washington Commanders and the Miami Dolphins. Then we'll have the 11 o'clock game, Tampa Bay at Buffalo. That's going to be a true test for Buffalo right there. Buffalo hitting a little bit of a slide. And see if they can bounce back against, of course, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Arizona Cardinals will host. This is a tough one, man. The San Francisco 49ers, always a tough division game. That game, a 2:05 kickoff. And you've got the Detroit Lions. This is a pretty good one on Sunday night. Detroit at Philadelphia. That's right. The Lions at Philadelphia this Sunday night. And the Monday night game, not so great, but it is a little close to home anyway. The Dallas Cowboys at the Las Vegas Raiders. This one's getting ready to kick off for the second half. Jim will be back shortly, I'm sure. But we've got the Havasu Fighting Knights kicking off to the Micah Mountain Thunderbolts. And this one's set to go for one more half. And again, the score 21-0 in favor of Micah Mountain. There's the whistle, and we have the kickoff. Looks like a squib. And then one of the up men takes it, and whoa, he just broke through and almost went to the house. Wow. And that would be number 24 for Micah Mountain, the ball carrier. Boy, he took that into Havasu territory. They're sitting pretty right now at the 31-yard line. I'm corrected by the PA announcer. Micah Mountain taking over, single back, shotgun formation. You got Prince Abery, who's the ball carrier, the up man on that. You got quarterback keeper around the edge, good for almost 5 yards, maybe four. Again, the score 21-0 in favor of the Thundercats. And just into the second half. That's the first play run in the second half. Jim Chaney making his way up the stairs, which is fine because he's bringing me some much-needed refreshment. Anyway, the pink shoes on the quarterback in shotgun from right formation, single running back. And you got a handoff to number 17. He's good for a first down and more. Out at the 10-yard line, the Thunderbolts at the Havasu 10, threatening to score one more time. And that offense, Jim, is rolling right along. There's a lot of speed right now on the ground for the Thunderbolts. All right? Thank you, sir.
You did good. I don't have anymore.
You did good.
Yeah, I didn't blow a knee.
Nah, you did good. You're the man. Did you bring it? Did you find it? Oh, here it is. Oh, man.
It's a long way there.
So it looks like we got a penalty. a holding penalty against the offense for Micah Mountain.
I haven't had to run steps since high school.
Now wait a minute. Is there such a thing as a double penalty?
Did they have one?
No. No. They started at the 32.
A lost ball and then a dead ball field?
Possibly.
Dead ball foul? Okay. Second and 32. Mike Mountain getting backed up via penalties.
Your gentleman and a scholar.
From the gun. One wide left, man in motion. He reverses motion. Here's the snap. He looks to his right under pressure. He runs. He gets outside.
Boy.
He's got some wheels. He gets smacked, gets away, is being brought down from behind by
Vincent Piantaka.
Yeah.
Yeah, him.
Okay, I'm going to get my breath.
Yeah, Vinny. You got this.
Never again, Paulie. Never again.
Never again? Well, quite possibly you might be right, but I don't want to jinx the TV.
Okay, third and 22, 10:06 in the third period, 21-0. Micah Mountain. Ball on the 44 of Lake Havasu.
Mojave is up by a touchdown, by the way.
High snap, hands off to number 26 up the middle, and he is going to get 10, 12. Maybe 14 yards and beyond the original line of scrimmage.
You're right there, Cowboy?
Yeah, I'll get there.
All right.
Okay. Fourth and 9, we'll call it. 9:27 left in the third period.
This is almost field goal range for him.
That's true. And they really need a stop.
The Havasu 31.
I say bring the pressure, you know, but they run enough to keep you off guards where, you know, running the blitz doesn't always work. Referee blows the whistle, and we have a timeout. Micah Mountain.
That's okay. Mojave's still up by a touchdown, 28-21 over Northwest Christian. I can't remember the...
28-21 now?
28-21.
Okay, because it was 21-21 when I checked.
If they are up by a touchdown. Looks like Mojave Yoni, a 12-yard pass completed to Deacon Perry for a touchdown. Put the T-Birds ahead. I would say a couple of surprises, maybe, depending on how you look at it. Coconino now a 10-point lead over Bradshaw Mountain. That, to me, is a surprise.
Whoa.
Yes, Bradshaw Mountain, the third-ranked team.
What about Snowflake?
Snowflake up big right now. Let me find that score.
Because the winner of this game will take on the winner of that Snowflake game. It was likely Snowflake.
It was 28-0 Snowflake. Same score.
Okay, we've got fourth and 9. Micah Mountain. Here's the snap. He looks to the right. He's in trouble. He's scrambling. Forward, now backward, being chased down, throws it towards the end zone. He's got a guy there. And
oh, my word. Oh, my glory. You got to be kidding me. On the run, throws up a wounded duck, Jim. Caught in the back of the end zone. That's a tough one to swallow for Havasu. That is a very tough one.
And a talented play on his behalf. I mean,
it was.
He had to scramble forward. He scrambled backwards.
It still
scrambled left.
It still looked wounded to me.
Or excuse me, right.
Right.
He scrambled forward and on the run. Of course, he was running forward. Makes the throw for a touchdown.
Flag over on the sideline. Might have a celebration.
Against
Havasu.
Telling the coach to get back.
Sideline penalty.
I think that's a warning.
Yeah.
We'll find out on the kickoff. Number 13 will be kicking that ball, Riley Carson. We may see that name in the future. Kicking at the next level. He is a senior. And the snap and a flag. Oh, play is blown dead. The kick was good. Offsides on Mojave. and a couple of the Micah Mountain players are just kind of chugging off the field. The coach has to direct them, hey, it ain't over till it's over. You get back out there.
Yeah, that's right.
27 to nothing. Going to have to re-kick the extra point. And now Havasu is in real trouble.
This might be the surprise of the tournament. A lot of people expected this one to be much closer.
Well, was it Shadow Mountain or Bradshaw Mountain?
Yes. Yes.
And we reset. Here's the snap. The kick is up. And again, like clockwork, it is good. And we are getting feisty out there. We're going to take a break. You're listening to KNTR Sports.
Just because they're experts doesn't mean they charge more for it. River Valley Window Company sells Milgard windows and are competitive with the big box stores. You'll work with a specialized dealer who has decades of experience with replacement Milgard windows. Stop by the showroom to see all the options available at your local window company. River Valley Window Company, on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu, and online at rvwco.com. River Valley Window Company.
For 8:57 on the clock in the third quarter. It's now 28-0 in front, in favor of the Thunderbolts of Micah Mountain. Here's the kick. This one is kind of a duck. It hits the ground at the 12, but Spencer Avar is going to let it bounce by him and through the end zone. Decided not to run that back. First one he could have really possibly run back.
I don't know, with the wall of powder blue coming at him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would have.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fast special teams right there, kickoff team.
They do have good speed. And, you know, while I was doing that running, and now I got my breath back.
He didn't have to run.
Well.
He was like, please don't let Paul avoid the play-by-play. Please don't let Paul. I was like, I was okay.
I was thinking, please don't let me blow a knee. Please don't let me
Is that what you were thinking?
Paul's telling the guy with arthritis in his knees to run to the car. Okay.
I feel you, brother.
I was walking by them as they were coming back on the field. They probably have a good basketball team, too.
I would imagine.
With this height and this speed that they have.
Right.
Okay, first and 10 for your Havasu Knights from the 20. The snap, and fakes it up the middle, and a little miscommunication there because Carter Devitt was not looking for the ball when it was thrown to him. And we got to get it together here. And we got to get it together in a hurry. Okay, second and 10 after the incomplete pass. The snap fakes the handoff up the middle. Little pressure and kind of dumps it off to the right side to his release man, Tristan Andrade, and it falls incomplete. Actually, wasn't very close, and that's going to be third and 10 as the bell tolls here in Micah Mountain. I will say, it looks like, you know, a well-orchestrated home game on their behalf. From the sound effects to their stadium announcer, to their cheerleaders, their band, they're doing it upright at Micah Mountain. 8:49 on the clock. Third and 10 for your Havasu Knights. The snap, quick fake, hands it off to Andrade up the middle. He's going to get a few yards and out to the 25-yard line. Bringing up fourth and 5 for the Havasu Fighting Knights.
Ooh, it's manageable, but still, I mean, I've seen Coach go for these before, but I just think they're too far into their own territory for him to actually go for it on fourth down. Looks like Halo's back there ready to punt.
Bringing out the punting crew.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't get it, you know, you can do 4 touchdowns and tie this game.
Oh, there's
at this point. It's possible, but if you blow it, then there is no chance.
Again, there's that body language that you talked about.
Yeah. So Halo is back to kick, of course, very capable of a fake. A little bit of a high snap, not a good kick. Goes high, shanked it, hits, but it does take a Havasu bounce, and it did get caught by one of the players on the sideline at the 50. They're going to mark it out at the 48 of Havasu with 7:56 on the clock. now trailing 28-0. Let's take a break. This is KNTR Sports.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Inquire how Amore Pie and More can create custom screen-printed cakes for your end of football season celebrations today. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com, next to the Havasu City Library. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights.
It's Friday Night Lights under the LED lights here at Mike Mountain.
Nice.
It's kind of nifty and fancy for a high school game to be able to flicker all the stadium lights on and off after a touchdown. Unfortunately, there's been four of them for the Thunderbolts, who now take over first and 10 at the 48 of Lake Havasu. Big old number eight back there. He is impressive. Sergio Regatta, 6'6", 220. They hand it to him. He goes off the left side, and he is being brought down by four. Now five members of the Havasu Knights. They take him down. Out of bounds. No flag for a late hit.
Could have been.
For excessive roughness.
Definitely could have been.
He's, you know, his forward progress got him a three-yard gain, and that's where they're going to mark it. But the four and then five members of the Purple Haboob moved him backwards 7 yards. However, the forward motion is what really counts.
He's going to make a heck of a back for a college, I'll tell you that. Yeah. Look, he's even got the bling on his shoes. Man, you see that down there?
I can't. Number seven. From the gun, hands it off, goes off right tackle, being chased from behind.
Ooh.
And as he spins forward, he may have picked up the first down. Following big old number 75, he's another big
he
dude.
He definitely tumbled, but just short of a first down.
Juan Martinez, 6'3", 255. They got some heavies out there.
It's definitely third and manageable right now, the third and one.
Oh, it is. He did not. They did not give him the first down.
No, he
third and one.
Probably hit it. Probably the knee hit. I'm
at
sure.
The 39 of Havasu. Micah Mountain with the ball. A little shift, and we're going to run up the middle. Tries to pop it outside. He'll get the first down and a few yards more, and he's down at the 31-yard line of Lake Havasu.
That's Jeremiah Anderson, the running back. He's a junior, 5'9", 190. Thunderbolts just look content running the ball, letting the clock run down. Now 6 minutes left in the third quarter.
Well, you got the lead, and you eat that clock up. Every second that goes makes it more difficult for any chance of a comeback for the Fighting Knights. Lots of position changes there defensively. Handoff. No, I felt fake me out.
Oh, boy.
Going around the far side, and he is going to run in for the end zone.
Nobody. Nobody on
Nobody.
The edge. Nobody.
And
the right side edge was vacant, folks, just as vacant as all the land we see out here on the school,
on the way here.
On the outside of the school property.
And
wow.
One of our players, and I know who it is, but he was pointy. Now, I got faked out. Oh, that was a good fake. Okay.
I think they
and
did,
obviously,
too.
They did, too.
Yeah, right.
But as he's running around the end on his own, and that touchdown has been brought back by a flag.
Oh, there's the gift that keeps on giving right there.
Yeah. So, thank you for that. So,
that was not me.
First and 15. From the 35 of Lake Havasu. Maybe he was pointing at a flag.
Oh, he was.
Okay?
Right.
I thought he was just pointing somewhere else and letting them go. Okay, here we go. Man in motion, the snap. He hands it off to that man in motion as he crosses in front of him. He's trying to go out way out wide, and he's not going to, well, in the end there. That last, as he turned the corner, might have got a couple of yards. Did we see Laundrie on the field?
It's getting a little chippy out there.
We've got our very own,
we got a player down.
Ruben Bravo. Excuse me. No, we've got Seth Bernier down for Havasu. And is there a flag? there is, and it is against Mica Mountain.
Wow.
But
why?
The important thing right now is, how is our guy, Seth Bernier?
That's a
trainers
are big 15-yarder, isn't it?
Or 10. I'm going to say 10. And it's still first down. They will repeat the down. And essentially, that just, they ran time off the clock, and one of our players got hurt.
Good time to remind you that Fighting Knights football brought to you by River Valley Window Company. Trust River Valley Window Company, your Milgard certified dealer in Havasu for over 15 years. Visit their showroom today and discover why neighbors trust them for beautiful, energy-efficient windows and doors. Visit RVWCO.com. RVWCO.com.
RVWCO.com.
You know, that's an acronym you're going to want to remember, folks. I get a lot of grief for acronyms because I have so many government officials on speak out. Well, what was this acronym? That acronym. So we decided to throw a flag on the play. Every time an acronym is used, it's not qualified. Right?
Well,
it's a good policy.
Yeah.
When the city manager thinks of it, it's a good policy. I'll give you that, Jess, if you're listening.
He is the boss.
He is at City Hall. All right.
We have it's difficult to see exactly what's going on as they are still looking over number 7, Seth Bernier, because we have some players from Mica Mountain in the way. Let's take another quick break. You're listening to KNTR Sports.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
KNTR Sports back, Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie, broadcasting to you live from Tucson, Arizona. It's
right.
A long road trip, and it has been a tough one. Seth Bernier is now up, walking under his own power without assistance. However, he looks, how would you say he looks there?
He's
wobbling.
Yeah.
He looks like a marathoner that just finished a race with a blister on his foot.
A little bit. I'll go for that.
And he's looking for a bottle of Gatorade.
You know, I was going to say, when you mentioned Tucson, there's a lot of happy people out there that Jim Chaney and Paul Lavoie are not in Mojave County, and we're just about as far south as we can go.
Why would they be happy?
They are for me, anyway. Self-deprecating humor, man. Works every time.
Self-deprecating?
Yes.
Well, you shouldn't do that to yourself. It probably hurts you inside.
It's a cheap laugh.
Okay, we've got first and 21. From the gun, pro set, hands it off. Up. No, he's a keeper. He's outside. Now he pitches it out on the option to big number 8. And he is down for a nice gain of about 12 yards. That's going to bring up second and 12. And here's that kid we're going to probably see in the future somewhere, Sergio Regatta, that 6'6", 220 senior for Mica Mountain.
You're hoping you see him in a Hawkeyes uniform, aren't you? He's a big kid.
You know,
it's hard to say when they come out of high school, though, what position they're going to play.
Well, and you know what? He could be a tight end at Iowa.
Oh, absolutely.
If he can catch. Maybe that's why he's playing running back.
Maybe
he can't catch.
I'm not going there.
And that's hard.
He's a foot taller than I am.
It can be hard to teach, and now we've got a whistle blown by the line judge. Timeout for Mica Mountain.
All right. You've got Havasu Fighting Knights football brought to you by A Cut Above Grooming, from bath time to nail trims. A Cut Above Grooming keeps your fur babies fresh, fluffy, and tick-free. Don't forget about Sparky. Sparky found Jimmy Hoffa, by the way, at least fictitiously he did. Big or small, they do it all. Lake Havasu's affordable grooming solution. Main Street, Lake Havasu. Find them on Facebook. Got any more scores? We had a few. This is a few updates. We'll see what's happening over at the Anderson Automotive Fieldhouse where Mojave is playing. But right here, they don't have it updated on Max Preps. Actually, they do. Micah Mountain over Lake Havasu right now, 28-0. And we've got Mojave now 28-21. It's a little bit closer. A little bit closer now. Mojave ranked number four, by the way, Jim.
Yeah, they're doing well. Hopefully they can move on. Here's the snap. Throws it left. Received by number one. And he gets met in the chops there by our very own number 98 and brought down. As I was almost brought down because this chair only has three wheels on it. Oh, and Merrill. First time that's happened, which is kind of amazing.
I offered you this one, but it's a lowrider, so.
Yeah, we'll get through it.
Got to give Whitney Holland some props, man, the athletic director here at Micah Mountain, taking care of us here, making sure we're in the press box. We could have easily been up on the roof.
Third and five now for Micah Mountain. He points to the right. Two receivers wide to the right. He throws it wide. That one's tipped in. Thank goodness. That could have been a reception, but he was going to get a smackdown from our very own number 36, Nico Bailey. Would have been right there to knock him, but it did get deflected and went over his head.
I noticed one thing about Nico Bailey on that play. He was protecting the edge that time on the right side. They're not going to get burned for that play again. They were lucky that touchdown was called back.
They break the huddle. Two wide to the right, two wide to the left. Points to the right. He likes to do that. Here's the snap. He looks right, rolls right, under pressure, fires, has a man at the 12. Breaks the tackle. He scrambles towards the center, and
rolls
into the end zone.
I don't like what I just saw from Luke Johnson. Luke Johnson just watched that play. Did you see it?
I am appalled.
He was standing there watching the play go around him.
Every player gave up.
Yeah, right.
They sat there and watched.
Right. Well, except for the first player who tried to make the tackle. You got a very capable ball carrier who
pointed at him. Pointed at him.
Oh, he did?
Oh, there he goes.
Ah. Like he's directing the defense?
And he was the lead chase man. And there's the kick. And the holder for Micah Mountain, number 11, does a somersault. He is one of the quarterbacks. And it is now 35-0 with 3:36 left.
Not pretty.
In the third quarter. It's not pretty, and it's not being handled well.
By the players. I don't know about the coaches, but it was be interesting to see. I'd like to get a wrap up with the coach sometime next week, find out exactly what happened here. But one score would be nice. Let's see if we can get that, Jim.
You know, there is a characteristic of Big Ten teams that I like. Okay, Iowa.
It's the Big 18 now.
Iowa, Wisconsin, Nebraska. Even when they're getting beat, they don't quit.
Right.
And I see quit, and I don't like it. There's a high kick, and that one goes to the left of the goalpost.
Yeah.
On the kickoff, the kid can kick.
And no points if you get it through the uprights, but not on the kickoff anyway. Or they would try that all day long. All right, Need Pool and Supply is Havasu's one-stop shop for expert pool service and parts. Be like Wayne. That's our saying here. Bullfrog and hot spring jacuzzis and wellness built to last. Turning backyards into paradise since 1970. Neatpool.com. That's neatpool.com.
Well, Cousin Wally's Palo Verde Valley over there in Blythe.
Yeah?
In the CIF playoffs, playing Mountain Empire, which is way down south here in California. 39-0.
Cousin Wally?
Yeah.
On top.
Winning.
Good
yeah.
job. That's in the Imperial Valley, you said?
No, Mountain Empire. It's way down south of Escondido.
Ah, gotcha. San Diego County.
Well, they play in the San Diego section.
Gotcha.
So, right. Yeah. So
I don't know my counties in California very well, but I do know that one.
They get in the CIF championship, and the last couple of years they're playing like Fallbrook and La Jolla. Long trips like we had today. And it can affect the kids, and maybe that's what happened. They spent the night in Flagstaff yesterday. Halo takes the snap, long pass down the left sideline.
Oh.
And it, too, is 2 yards too long, as many of our long passes have been here tonight. Our intended receiver was Cone Taylor on that one.
You mentioned Escondido, a famous resident of Escondido, will live on probably in music folklore forever. Lawrence Welk.
Yes.
The Lawrence Welk Ranch. Looks like our boy stayed at the Lawrence Welk Ranch last night, maybe. I don't know. They had some fight in the dog until midway through the second quarter, and then the Fighting Knights just... Okay, the ball's being spotted at the 35. And I'm not sure why. Did you see a flag?
I did not. From the gun, long pass in the backfield to the right. It's caught. He gets 1, 2, 3 yards.
Wow.
And is popped hard while he was being held there around the waist. But we're going to pick up about 3 yards on that play.
Havasu now at their own 37.
Bringing up second. And second and seven.
Still positive. Positive yardage.
Yeah. Score-wise, Coconino, 17. Oh. Bradshaw Mountain, 14.
Whoa. That one's getting closer.
Upset in the making?
Yes, it is. It was wider, though.
From the gun, three wide to the right for your Fighting Knights. He throws right. It's received, and he is headed past the 40, 42-yard line. No, he pops one defender off and steps back in. Is he going to call him out here? Looks like he may have stepped on the line at the 42, and that's going to bring up third and a long two. But I saw some fight in that play.
I'm seeing fight on this series of downs, yes.
On Cone Taylor, I saw a little fight. You know, he got hit, received the pass, got hit, threw his shoulder down, and gave the defender a pop. Problem was, he did step out of bounds, but he was determined to get more. Man in motion comes back over here by Halo Jump. He gets the handoff up the middle, close to the first down, and it looks like he's going to be short, and it'll be fourth and short. Almost got it with the forward progress, and we're going to have fourth and one. 35 to nothing as the third quarter comes to an end.
We can take a break as well. Let's do it.
It's the end of the third quarter, 35-0 in favor of Bradshaw Mountain. You're listening to KNTR Sports.
Micah Mountain,
what'd I say?
Bradshaw.
Oh, I'm still thinking about Bradshaw Mountain. Sorry.
All right, back with one of them.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to KNTR Sports. We're about to get set for the fourth quarter, and it hasn't been pretty for your Fighting Knights. It's 35 to nothing in favor of the Thunderbolts of Micah Mountain. Elsewhere in Division IV football, Snowflake taking on Eastmark. That score now is 35 to nothing in favor of Snowflake. Fourth and one. They're going for it. Here's that big package. Lots of jumping up and down. Finally, the referee blows the whistle, and we're going up. Hey, and he's going out the outside, but I think he just got it. And a late flag.
Whoa,
from way outside,
a fight.
We've got a fight on the field.
Not good,
flag.
Guys. Not good.
Well, there was a there was a chop to force that tackle. It was a very strange the arm that came in to force the tackle on Luke as he was going around the edge, and that's when it started. It's getting ugly.
And I saw some arms flailing. I don't know who really threw the first blow there, but
right.
I'm going to say this shows there's still a little fight in the Tiger for Havasu.
Oh, there is that.
Coach brings them all the Fighting Knights over the sideline, so I'm thinking this. The coach may be thinking it's going against Havasu because he's bringing back the. Okay, guys, keep your head. Know you're frustrated, but let's keep ourselves together here. They have marked the ball at the 49-yard line. They needed to get to the 45, so it would be a first down. Referees signaling for all the players on this side. We're in the press box.
Face mask.
Face mask?
Yeah, we had a face mask against Micah Mountain. Then you got another penalty. Looks like offsetting against
offsetting
the two.
On the unsportsmanlike. And
wow.
And are we going to replay the
we might.
Offsetting
wait, penalties. The offsetting penalties, you still have the face mask, though.
Yeah, that would be replay the down. It's going to be fourth and one again.
Yes. But they're standing in a spot.
So now that what may have been a punch back or a shove back after he was tackled is going to negate the first down.
That flag came from 10 yards in front of the line of scrimmage, too. So that record.
Then again, I really couldn't tell who threw the first.
No, you couldn't, but you could see that was an odd tackle on Luke as he went down.
Yeah.
He never goes down. Like it was either a tripping penalty or some kind of chop.
He may have been flung down by the face mask.
Possible. Oh, there you go.
And that may have upset him, and
yes.
then he threw a little something, and then they threw a little something.
I mean, I don't want to, like, disparage anybody, but was that really necessary if Micah Mountain did that with a 35-0 lead?
Well, somebody grabs onto your face mask, it's going to upset you.
No, I'm not talking about Havasu. I'm saying, was that necessary for Micah Mountain to grab onto a face mask? Because that's who it was against.
That's true. Now, they're moving the chains.
Yes. So they're going to take, they're going to accept the face mask penalty and then the personal foul for the fight, the offset, they're going to negate each other. But they are going to accept that face mask, it looks like.
And say that it was after the play? That could be that the unsportsmanlike
were
after the play.
Yes.
So we're going to have first and 10 from the 36-yard line of Micah Mountain. Havasu with the ball. There's the snap. Halo pump fakes. Throws it deep to the end zone. Can he get there again? It's 2 yards long.
See what I mean, man? A little bit of fight left in that dog, isn't there?
But the timing is still off. Most of these long passes have been 2 yards too long.
Right, right. Halo did get an honorable mention. Trip Burke got it as well. Trip will be back next season, I'm told. Trip is 6'1 junior. Now we've still got Halo on the field. Oh, boy, he's in some traffic.
And
man,
he got the ball away before being brought down.
That was a blitz. That defensive line just blitzed him, and Havasu was not ready for it.
Third and 10 now after the bonus yards for the from the face mask.
Right.
7:43 in the fourth quarter. 35-0 in favor of the Thunderbolts of Micah Mountain. Halo standing back there all alone in the quarterback position. Three wide to the left. Fans making some noise on those aluminum stands. Man in motion goes to the side of Halo. He hands it off. He goes up the middle. And he is met at the line of scrimmage.
Whoa.
Now, if they blow it dead, and they did, because they popped the ball out of there, and it would have been Micah Mountain football. It's going to bring up fourth and 10.
That could have been a scoop and score.
Yeah.
Man. But the forward progress was lost
was
a long time ago.
Yes. 7 yards earlier.
Yeah.
They drove him back that far after they
looks
caught
like,
him at the line of scrimmage.
After all that dancing, there was nothing. So they're in the same spot. Yep.
Fourth and 10.
6:44 on the clock.
Coach always goes for it right
ball
here.
Ball still on the 36. Man in motion. Kayla with a snap. Fakes the handoff. Throws it deep over the middle. And he missed his receiver.
Wide open.
To number 21, Cole Cecina.
Wide open.
And they're going to turn it over on downs to Micah Mountain.
Nobody around Cole. All he had to do was complete that pass. Possible touchdown. Wow. That's a tough one, Jim.
That hurt.
That did hurt. That's a tough one to swallow right there.
Because he had the first down and probably inside the five or a touchdown.
Okay, he already had a scuffle here. He had a man brought down by a face mask.
And now you got
Micah Mountain's got the ball. So what do they do?
You got more Fighting Night frustration.
Are they gonna stick the neck on the throat and
score? Gonna run it.
Are they gonna run?
They're gonna run. First and 10 from the 37.
Is that a new quarterback?
Man in motion. Snap, handoff, tries to pop outside, and he is met there by the Purple Habu, but namely number 51, that's Landon Musselman with the tackle, and it was a solo tackle. He did have three Havasu Knights behind him ready to assist, but he grabbed him and drove him backwards.
Yeah, Chris Garcia now in at quarterback, number 12, for Micah Mountain.
However, he met him at the line of scrimmage, so there is no game. He did drive him back after he got him, which was nice to see.
Garcia's a 5'9 senior, 165.
So I say bring it, because they're probably going to run. They could pass. Try to get a first down, burn some more time. Man in motion, high snap, hands it off to number 84. He's outside the tackle, and he heads upfield. He's going to get a 9-yard gain. One of their guys, lineman, big guys, gets pushed down kind of late, but this time there is no fight.
22, Joel Zuniga at the tackle. Still a third down, but very manageable at third and one.
Big old number 66, Ramon Leon.
There you go.
Was the player that was pushed down late.
These look like second team players that are in for the Thunderbolts right now.
Third and 1.5 for the Thunderbolts at the 45-yard line, their own 45-yard line. A little bit of shift. He's offsides. His foot is in the neutral zone on this end. He gets away with it. No flag. Hands it off the middle, and he is brought down for a loss.
Purple Haboob. At number 8, Nathan Adler.
I had to lean a little bit to my left, but that guy's foot was definitely offside.
I saw it, too.
Right? Yeah.
I saw it, too. They should let us throw flags from up here. When we're
they
in
warm should.
Position.
You know, because they have the sand in them.
Yes.
And I have a couple of them.
You think you got the arm to hit that track even?
I could hit these little posters of these, what are they, cheerleaders?
Yes. Yes.
On the fence. That's a stand here.
Okay. It'll
fourth
call
and
Pep
two.
Club anymore.
I snap.
Oh.
And he does punt it from the gun, and there is nobody back to receive it. It is trickling down to the 15, the 12, the 13, the 13, the 12-yard line. And that is where Havasu is going to take over. Kind of a little bit of trickeration there where they make it look like they're going to run a play and then punt the ball.
They hiked it to an up end and the punt right out of the crowd. Yeah, it didn't look like he was going to punt. But, hey, what's your favorite thing to say on the broadcast? Tire man!
Tire man!
Maybe we could get you to do the spot next time. Tire Man of Lake Havasu, fast service, lowest out-of-the-door pricing on top brands. And the repairs to alignments, they keep your car rolling smoothly. TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
First and 10 for the Fighting Knights, 35-0 with 3:31 on the clock. Halo receives the snap, looking to pass, has to scramble a bit, throws it to the out man, and number 25 is unable to get that. That is Jay Deacon because it was thrown ahead of him in the dirt or the AstroTurf.
Accuracy is just not there for Halo tonight. It's just not. 3:13 left in the game, clock ticking.
That was a short pass, too.
It really was.
Way out wide. Number 15, Cone Taylor for your Fighting Knights. And we are at our own 12-yard line. There's the snap. He looks left. Little out pass. Completes that one on the run to the 12 to 15. And brought down at the 17-yard line.
is number 25, I believe, Jay Deacon.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot to definitely got a lot to celebrate as far as the season goes, making it to round two of the 4A playoffs. Havasu, they did look good doing it, you have to admit.
They did.
And got a lot to look forward to next season.
Third and five. Here's the snap. Halo looking down under pressure. Escapes that pressure. Now got his wheels going and throws it down. This pass is completed for a nice gain out to the 38-yard line. That looks to me like number 21, Cole Cicina, making the reception, and that pass was on target.
That was pretty. Running past it, I thought he was going to keep it.
Little out, post out.
I was kind of mad that he threw it, and I'll take back all the accuracy remarks earlier.
Well, you,
that was a nice play on the right.
That was, you don't have to take back what was, you were correct.
He's better rolling to the right than to the left.
From the gun, too wide to the right. He's looking to the left. Under pressure, throws it. It's received in the backfield, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and is knocked forward for a 2-yard gain.
Carter Devitt.
Two consecutive completed passes. This is going to bring up second and seven, I'll say.
I got the feeling they want to avoid a shutout. The offense does not want
that. You want that. Second and seven from their own 41. The snap received 15, three completions in a row, but he is on this wide screen and met by a host of defensive players in that North Carolina powder blue for a gain of about 1.5. We're
going
to call it third and a long five.
We're under a minute. Clock still ticking.
Three wide to the right. The snap. Halo looks, thinks about running forward, under pressure, and spins around backwards, now throws it out to number 25. Wasn't really looking, and he didn't really throw it to Jay Deacon. It went over his head. That's going to bring up fourth and five on an incomplete pass. The clock stops.
Finally.
25.6 seconds on the clock.
It should have 30 seconds on it. I was watching it. 5 seconds after that incompletion.
Oh, he's sitting right there.
I know. He's closer to you than he is to me, though.
Okay, this is it. Fighting Knights trying to get on the scoreboard with one blast. You can get a first down with 6 yards and another play.
Oh.
But flags go flying.
Somebody was lined
everywhere.
Up.
Offside.
Somebody was lined
and
up.
And it looks like they're pointing at Micah Mountain. So that will bring up fourth and short. Unless he takes really big strides. And he is signaling a first down. Yeah,
wow.
He is.
So. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas night. Wow.
Yeah. Merry Christmas in November.
Yes.
Okay, first and 10 for the Fighting Knights. Here's the snap. Halo looking for somebody under pressure. Gets away. And now throws it low to Spencer Ibarra, who was at the 38-yard line.
Not even diggable.
Of Micah Mountain. The clock stops on the incomplete pass with 17.9 seconds left. And 35 for Micah Mountain. The Thunderbolts on the scoreboard. And the perennial goose egg. Well, that has not been the case for Havasu.
Not very often. I don't think this season.
This is a good team that they're up against.
Oh, yeah.
They're both good teams.
And they have the attitude of a defending state champion.
They did. They came in playing like defending state champions. Here's the snap. Halo looking for somebody, scrambles to his left, throws it way high and deep. It's anybody's ball, but he pulls it in at the 3-yard line. Are they going to call him out at seven?
No,
it's a catch. He didn't get the reception.
7.3 left on the clock.
But if he was inbounds, would have been the end of the game. That's what I was concerned about. But he got out of bounds with 7.3, and we're deep in the red zone. Ball marked on the 5-yard line. The goose egg might be avoided, and we have a timeout. I believe we are charging that to Havasu.
Let's talk about that catch by Cone Taylor.
It was anybody's ball.
Yeah.
He did a great job of making sure he was the one that got it.
You remember one of Madden's favorite expressions in Madden, you know, the video game?
Yeah.
Now that's some concentration, right? You do the video game voices, you know.
I played a lot of the college.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I always played Madden. I had like the Madden Sega stuff, you know. That's some concentration.
I paid child support. I was on a budget.
I don't know if we want to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
35-0, 7.3 seconds left. They break the sideline huddle. They trot out a little extra energy in their step, trying to get on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
Save a little face and end the season on a high note for your Fighting Knights.
I'm still getting over that last comment.
Three wide to the left, which is the narrow side of the field. From the gun, Halo gets it. He looks to the right, throws it. He's got his man.
Come on.
Incomplete pass, 3.8 seconds on the clock. He was open. It looked like he grabbed his arm.
It did.
Slightly behind him, stuck his arm behind him, and it looked like he swiped at his arm.
It looked like the defender grabbed the arm.
But yet, we have no golden linen on the
golden linen. Is that a golden shovel crack right there?
No. They're still putting that on their scoreboard or their report.
Well, they have every right to.
Well, they're next year. Here's the snap. Halo looks to the right. Same play.
Oh, boy.
He's under pressure. Throwing
it
to nobody.
Don't do that.
They didn't blow it dead.
He's going to run to the end.
Now he's blowing it dead.
Oh, they blew the play dead?
And yeah.
Because
that was clearly a pass.
It might
have been grounding. I think he probably got outside. But the celebration is on for Micah Mountain. And they are headed to the quarterfinals in the 4A championship bracket. As the players line up at midfield to shake hands. And it was a tough one to swallow.
Let's see who they're
going to
play.
Fighting Knights.
Jim, let's see who they're going to play. Who it looks like they might play anyway.
Well, that was a close game, right?
The snowflake game was very close. I'm looking right now to see. I'm trying to refresh, of course. And we'll see where snowflake is. Mojave up 35-21 in the fifth quarter three. It's got to be the fourth quarter. And you've got, I can't find it now.
Snowflake 35, East Market 0.
You want a big surprise? You want a bigger surprise? Coconino over number 3, Bradshaw Mountain, 31-14 in the fourth quarter.
There's your shot.
I told you Coconino was good, they handled Mojave, remember?
Yeah.
Yes. Coconino is one tough cookie. So, you got the celebratory lights going on right now. And just a great season. I talked to Coach about this yesterday, Jim. The Golden Shovel game. You came off that Gila Ridge win, and then Yoni and company come in to Lee Barnes Stadium, and they handled Havasu. They did. I'm not going to say it was a blowout.
It was close.
It was a close game, but you still had the feeling that Mojave was going to win that game. I did anyway. I didn't think Havasu did everything right. And Tripp Burke got hurt.
In that game.
Halo, that was his first. He took over the offense at halftime.
Yeah.
I looked at that team and I went, oh boy, this is going to be a tough haul. And they made it to the number 10 slot in the playoffs. That's a respectable finish right there.
And based on the scores and Havasu players and fans and coaching staff, they have the right to feel like they were jilted in the seeding headed into the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
But this was the best team that I have seen them play against.
I asked Coach, how does Gila Ridge get number 6? You beat them, and you're number 10? And he goes, well, it's straight to schedule. And he, you know, Coach isn't going to down anybody for that, but they got it. And they took the revenge out on Sierra Linda last week. They did. They took it all out on that
team. They won the 38-0, right?
Yeah,
the first round of the playoff game.
With a chip on their shoulder.
That is solid.
It is.
And that is
right.
Success going forward. Now, tonight you come in and you lose 35-0.
Yeah.
Almost got on the scoreboard there at the end. Yeah, it's a tough cookie to
21
swallow.
Of those points were with 8 minutes left in the first half.
Yeah. We were, you know, first quarter, it was nose to nose.
Right.
0-0. But you could tell they were pretty much up against
sure.
it. And the size, the speed of this Micah Mountain team took its toll.
Well, they're playing Journey on the PA right now. Don't Stop Believing. It might be a good song for Havasu right now, but we got a long drive home, buddy.
Yeah, we do, and they're going to have a long drive to Snowflake.
Woo-hoo.
Right?
A lot farther than it is from Tucson than it is from Bullhead or Havasu.
Is it?
Well, remember,
kind of
we
straight up, though.
We said
well,
it was,
no, it is to the left.
Yeah.
Right, the
we
left.
Said it was, what, 4 hours?
For us. All right. Yeah, so it's going to be a long trip for them.
Jim, it's been a great season. You know what? We're going to do it again next season.
Is
that our announcement?
I'd love to be back. I want to thank you because I know you suggested me.
Always.
To Steve, and I want to thank Steve for letting me do this. I love doing it.
You got the pipes. You got the nicknames. I love it, man.
I may have gotten a little unprofessional sometimes when I saw things I just did not like. Because in my heart and in my soul, I am a competitor.
I know.
And, you know, man, you get out there and you give it your all and you use your head.
He wasn't on the Fountain Valley varsity water polo team for nothing, folks.
For 3 years.
That's right.
Yeah, I didn't. It's in your nature and, like Coach's dad was talking last week to the five players, you know, that they had, like, the eye of the tiger in their eye. And that's what you need.
Gotcha.
And you develop that winning attitude, that drive, that determination. You put the work in. You're out there on the field. You're thinking about all the work, all the weights you pumped. And you apply it to the game at hand. And you come out a better person, a better team player for it as you move forward in life. These guys have nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
They played a very good team. This team, Micah Mountain, is going to play a very good team next week. And we wish everybody well. And thanks again for having me, Paul.
You know I'm a drummer, right?
I do.
I'm usually the last one out. I don't want to be the last one out tonight. Let's go.
We got a long drive. All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to us live on the broadcast and on the stream. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul Lavoie.
Woo.
This is KNTR Sports.
Thank you for listening to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. This game has been brought to you by Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. Let's join our regular programming on KNTR Sports AM/FM. Welcome to the team.